I'm so proud of Ruth. Yeah, the day she left for Africa, it was a little bit more than two years ago. I wasn't able to see her off at the airport because I was in Columbus, Ohio, speaking at a mission conference. You know, my heart went with her, but and then she's back now, so keep praying for her as she seek God's will for her next step. So thank you. This morning I would like to use this final maybe 10 minutes to share with you a message which I think is very important. Follow me. This is what Jesus is saying. If we want to have a really meaningful resolution for the new year, keep in mind, follow Jesus is the key to success, is the key to have a meaningful life. John Piper said, you know, God gave us a very limited life and want us to invest during this very limited period of time to invest for eternal. So how are we going to make our life meaningful? Jesus Christ, when he came to this world and when he started his ministry, one of the very first thing he said to you know, many people, just follow me, because the Bible says he is the only way. Okay, we got stuck in a lot of situations. We don't see future. We don't see a way out because we don't know where is the way. And Jesus said, I'm the way. So in saying so, I just read a few verses for you. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. So this one, come, follow me, this is the command of Jesus Christ. I say, I will make you fishers of men. So a few things I would like to share briefly because of the time. The first thing, Jesus wants us to be a fisherman. That means share about Jesus Christ so that many other people will know about Jesus. This is a very meaningful thing. So when Ruth share about, you know, someone in the school came to the Lord, and when she shared with us, I can see the joy in her heart. I can see the joy in her heart. You know, last night I just finished reading a missionary, you know, like biography, like testimony. Jason, the first, they call it the father of, you know, missionary to Burma. Yeah, if you remember him, he spent almost, 30 over years in Burma, and he just totally burned himself up. You know, translate the Bible into the Burmese language, and then use another 10 years at the later part of his life to translate a dictionary for this country. And until now, the country is still using the dictionary and the Bible that he did more than 150 years ago. And his joy is seeing people to come to the Lord. So even when he was so weak physically, a lot of, you know, difficulty, challenges, his wife died and all the children, basically from the first wife died, and then he just kept going. He wants to be a fisherman of Jesus Christ, and when he see one church develop and other people came to the Lord, he just rejoiced and he just has the motivation to go on in spite of all kinds of difficulties. So being fisherman of Jesus Christ is something that we can see God use our lives to transform another life, which is very powerful, very powerful. Last week, actually not last week, I mean, yeah, last Monday, the last day of the Chinese Mission Conference, everything over, so we had lunch, everybody packed up and leaving, and then at the table, everybody left. You know, a few people just sitting around. We had 2,800 people, and then, you know, at that time, I think we had maybe 20, 30 people left in the big dining area. And two young men was there, and we start talking. And I can see when I share, one young man, he really show interest. So we used extra maybe 30 minutes to share with him. And I can see that he is very close to accept the Lord. And this morning I opened my email. He wrote me saying that, "I'm reading this. Please pray for me so that I can understand well and I can share with you." And I can see this soul is coming closer and closer to know about the way of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ, and they want to accept Jesus. He wants to accept Jesus Christ, as I can feel that. So I'm just reading an email with joyful heart. So brothers and sisters, if we only live for ourselves, the life is very boring. It's not interesting at all. It's not meaningful at all. So if Jesus says, "Follow me, you know, I will make you fishers of men." So if you want to have a resolution for this year, pray for those that are not Christian, maybe your family members, maybe your friends or co-workers. Just pray for them and start sharing the love of Jesus Christ with them. And just pray that more people will come to the Lord. So this is one of the very important things. And when Jesus says, "Follow me," what does that mean? You know, Matthew chapter 5, I can see a few things here. Chapter 5, I can see a few things here. You see, I read through from chapter 5, verse 21 onward. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six things that Jesus mentioned. All started the teaching with this. Jesus said, "You have heard, but I tell you." Okay? The first thing is about murder. "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder.'" And Jesus said, "But I tell you." The second thing is about adultery. So verse 27, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.'" And then Jesus said, "But I say." The third thing is about divorce. It has been said, "But I tell you." You know, just keep going on, and "You have heard, but I tell you. You have heard, but I tell you." This should be our resolution for this year, because we as human beings, as even Christians, we are so used to what the world is saying. We are not very used to what Jesus is saying. We haven't adjusted ourselves to have the desire to follow Jesus. You know, we come to church, we hear a little bit here and there, we learn a little bit here and there, but seldom we see our life changed, transformed, mainly because we add our knowledge here, but we don't really hear Jesus in our heart and change our heart. So we still think, whoever they are thinking in the world, we talk about, you know, material things. Most of the Christians, if we are honest enough, we will say, "I'm looking at someone, some model in this world. I'm trying to follow that." You remember the story of two cities? You know, they're totally different. People in those cities, they are different people. And we Christians, we should be different. We should be living in the city of God. And yet we are so used to what the world's saying, and we are so used to just say amen to those and start following them. So brothers and sisters, when Jesus says, "Follow me," remember, whatever the world says, we need to come back to the Lord and ask God, "What do you say? What is your will? What do you think?" We need to adjust ourselves. We need to adjust ourselves. We as pastor, this is, you know, brothers and sisters, some are very long time Christians, some are young Christians, some are seekers. You just listen to them. A lot of time I feel like people, they are following the world, and they feel like that's okay. And whenever they read the Bible, when they come to the Bible study or the church for worship, the Word of God seldom touches their lives. That is something scary. We need to follow Jesus. By following Jesus means what? By following Jesus, we need God's wisdom to discern. You know, so Jesus said, you have heard about murder. You have heard about adultery. You have heard about divorce. You have heard about oaths. You have heard about an eye for an eye. You have heard about love for enemies. So those, the world has their standard. They have their way of explaining what is right, what is wrong. But Jesus said, but I tell you, Jesus go into another level. And he wants to see, not only we know in our head, but we also change in our heart, so that we can become more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, you know, before Jesus saying that, come and follow me, you know, in Matthew chapter 4, I just mentioned briefly here, the temptation of Jesus. You remember when Jesus was baptized, then he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. Okay, there Jesus encountered the spiritual warfare. The spiritual warfare. And in the spiritual warfare, at least three things came up, because when the Satan said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Okay, this is the sound from the evil one, from the tempter. So Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What does that mean? What does that mean? Are we realize that we need to rely upon the word of God for our daily life? We seldom think in a very material way, like, well, you know, I had breakfast, I had lunch, I had dinner, and then I'm satisfied because I'm not hungry. Is it that's what we want to be our life to be? We need to be honest about this. We human beings, we are not just living because life goes on, so we need food. This is just the very basic need. But God created us in his own image. He wants us to experience him. He wants us to listen to him and to have his word in our life all the time. So I wonder, you know, why we struggle with our daily devotion time, like Bible reading time or prayer time, come before the Lord. A lot of Christians, we found out, you know, even though if we don't read the Bible for a month or don't pray for a month, we don't get sick. Our financial is still okay. You know, everybody is still okay. So, just kind of not really sure what Jesus say, live because of the word of God. Is it true, or how it happened to my spiritual life? But brothers and sisters, very quickly, before we realize, it was too late. Then we start following the word. We lost sight of Jesus Christ. We are not following Jesus Christ. Then when we turn around, you know, at one point, then we regret. So brothers and sisters, this is the word of Jesus say, come and follow me. So in the temptation, the first thing is about, you know, material thing and the word of God. And the second thing is, you know, if we read the chapter 4, verse 7, Jesus say, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Basically, Satan tempt Jesus and want Jesus to do something, just saying that, okay, your God is so great, so whatever you do, you know, he will protect you, or he will do whatever, and put our God in a test situation. So brothers and sisters, following Jesus, just look at Jesus, how he trusts the Lord, how he trusts God. We want to follow him, we want to learn how to trust God. And you just look back in the Bible, you know, all the time, God is looking for someone that they really trust him. And God will be so, joyful in those people whenever I read the story about Abraham, and Abraham still didn't question. He just trust the Lord. You know, after so many years, thousands of years, we people still talking about Abraham. Why? Because we don't test our Lord, but we trust Him. But before we trust Him, we need to know who our God is. So we need to have a good foundation of what we believe. So that is so important. So brothers and sisters, make this as our New Year resolution. Follow Jesus. Not trust in the material thing, but choose the Word of God. You know, not choosing, you know, testing Lord, like, okay, God, if you do this for me, then I will do this. We bargain with Him. But trust Him. Obey Him. We choose this, and then we know that God is faithful. He never fails us. So this is so important. And then look at again, you know, the Word of God saying that there is another, okay, where is another one? Worship God only. Worship God only. This is the third temptation that Satan brought to Jesus, saying that if you worship me, I will give everything in this world to you. And Jesus saying that worship the Lord your God, serve Him only. He is God. There is no other God. So this is so important. Is God our only God in our Christian life? Be honest, ask ourselves. Be honest. Something may replace God in our heart and become the first important thing in our life. And God become the secondary thing in our life. Is it true to many of us? When we look at Jesus, He brought three disciples and they went up to the mountain. You know, and the disciples saw three people: Jesus, Moses, and who? Elijah. And Peter said, that's so good, let's build three tents, you know, you three can stay there. And immediately the sound from above saying that this is my son, okay, you worship him only. I never read it this way, but last week when I think about this event, I realized that God saying that, okay, don't consider anyone at the same level of Jesus Christ. He is the only one. You don't even include Moses, Abraham, or whoever when we worship God. And God is the only one. Jesus is the only one. So follow Him. No other people. No other idealism. So brothers and sisters, make this your resolution for the new year. And see how God is going to bless you. Praise the Lord.